Recording or something. Okay, so okay, should we start?
Yeah, please.
Yes, the Gemara and the Chof Dalad on a base that we saw yesterday. Let's have a look at the Gemara. We saw Machloikas. Remember, we saw the halacha initially. If somebody is in the Muvois Matunophis, which means he is in a dirty alley. So the question was, could he say Kriya Shema just by putting his hand over his mouth? So one opinion said yes, and yet Rav Chista was very upset. Rav Chista says, I cannot believe that something like that was said, and even had I heard it personally in the name of the original Amora, I would not have accepted it. I would not have accepted it at all. Then the Gemara asked, Astira, when other places it seems to be Mavua, that it's Asa to even think of Divrei Torah in a Muvois Mutunafois, never mind actually saying it. And the Gemara made a distinction between a Mahalech and an Oimid, a difference between somebody who's walking as opposed to somebody who is standing. Now, what's the difference? As we explained yesterday, if it's Asa, then it's Asa, whether it be for 1 second or 1 hour or 1 year, what's the difference? So Rabbi Yosef explained to us, in accordance with the Rashba, that the difference is because the yesoid of the issa that we're dealing with is v'hoyo machanecho kodesh. And v'hoyo machanecho kodesh necessarily requires that, number one, it's your machane. It's only considered your machane if indeed you are there on a more permanent basis. But if you are not there on a permanent basis, you just happen to be walking through, and as long as you just place your hands over your mouth, then it will be mutter. That's what we saw. The final thing we saw yesterday was with regards to Rabbi Yochanan. So I want to look at this again because there's a Tosfos. So have a look at the Gemara. Umi Omar Rabbi Yochanan Hochi. This is on the seventh wide line, right in the middle. On the seventh wide line. Seventh, very wide line. Says the Gemara, "Mi Omar Rabbi Yochanan Hochi? Did Rabbi Yochanan really say, as was quoted in his name, that you're allowed to say Kriya Shema and Muvois HaMutunafois as long as you cover your mouth? How can that be? The Ha'omar Rabbi Bachano Omar Rabbi Yochanan. B'chol Mokim, we have another statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan himself, where it says B'chol Mokim, in every place." Muta laharher b'divrei Torah. You're allowed to think in divrei Torah. Chutz mibeis hamerchatz mibeis hakisei. Except in these places which are considered halachically unclean, the bathhouse or the bathroom. And in those places, you're not allowed to think divrei Torah. So you see quite clearly that Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that on a place which is considered halachically unclean, you're not allowed to think Dvarim Shabikdusha. Well, certainly you're not allowed to say Dvarim Shabikdusha. So we have a stira in Rabbi Yochanan. In one place, Rabbi Yochanan says it's mutter to say a Kriya Shema as long as you cover your mouth. And another place, he says you're not allowed to even think in Divrei Torah. Says the Gemara. The Chi Tema. And if you're going to suggest that we can distinguish like we did before, i.e., the chitema ochanami kan ba'oimeid kan b'mahalich. If you're going to try and suggest that there's a difference between a mahalich and an oimeid, that would work out very nicely. But we're going to get stuck elsewhere. Why are we going to get stuck elsewhere? Aini, is this really true? We had the story. Harabi avohu habako ozil basrei de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Avo was once walking behind Rabbi Yochanan. Vahava kokori kriya shema. And Rabbi Avohu, who was walking behind Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Avo was reading kriya shema. Ki moto, when he reached the b'mavois hamutunafois ishtik, he was silent and he stopped. So Rabbi Avo is clearly of the opinion that you must stop saying Kriya Shema and Muvois HaMutunafois. Omalei Rabbi Yochanan, Then he said to Rabbi Yechanan, after having gone through the Beis HaKisei, he said to Rabbi Yechanan, now that I've stopped, Leheichon Ahadir, so where do I go back to? Do I go back to wherever I left off, or do I have to go back all the way to the beginning? Omalei, so he said, Im Shohisa Kedei Ligmoir Eskula, if you pause long enough, such that you could, in theory, have said the entire Kriya Shema in that pause, that's considered a hefsek. Chayzel Roish. Question mark. So why is that the question? Because the Gemara is assuming for the moment that if Rabbi Yochanan responds to Rabbi Avol's question, presumably he agrees to him and says, yes, you did the right thing by stopping when you got into the bathroom. So much so that you might even have to go back to the beginning of Kriya Shema now. So now we have a stira in Rabbi Yochanan. Here we're not talking about an oimed. Here we're talking about a mahalech. We're talking about somebody who's walking. And nonetheless, Rabbi Yochanan seems to be of the opinion that you have to stop saying Kriya Shema when you enter the Beis HaKisei. So now this is really a stira. Says the Gemara, no, you misunderstood the story. Hachi ka'omar le. Remember, whenever we have this word, hachi ka'omar, what does that mean? It means just that. This is what it means. Not this is what he said. We know what Rabbi Yochanan said. And we're assuming, based on his answer, that he was in agreement with Rabbi Avohu. And yes, you were supposed to stop when you got to the bathroom. Says the Gemara, no. There's your mistake. That's not what he meant. What he meant was, ledidi. Says Rabbi Yochanan, according to me, if you would have asked me my own personal opinion, loy svira li, I don't hold of it. If you would have asked me, the trouble is that you didn't ask me. But if you would have asked me from the outset, do I have to stop? What would I have said? That you do not need to stop. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is that you're allowed to say Dvarim shebekedushin mevoyes hamutunafos if you are a mahalech. And that was the story. The story was that he was mahalech. It doesn't say he was oimed there, he was just walking through. So had you only asked me from the outset, what is the halacha, must I stop? I would surely have told you that, no, you do not need to stop. But, leditcha desvira lacha. But you clearly hold otherwise, Rabbi Avohu, at the end of the day, did stop. So I disagree with your premise. I would have said, had you only asked me, that you do not need to stop. But at least according to your opinion, which I disagree with, but according to your opinion that you do need to stop, I'm just answering in accordance with that opinion, not that I hold to that opinion. So I personally hold, says Rabbi Yochanan, you don't need to stop. But you hold, you do need to stop, so I'm just answering your question. And you asked, now that I've stopped, what's the halacha, where do I go back to? To which I responded, Im shahisa kadei ligmar es kula chayzer l'roish. So it turns out, at the end of the day, Rabbi Yochanan is actually of the opinion that you are allowed to say Dvarim shebekedusha and muvois hamutunafois, as long as you are a mahalich. If you're an oimed, then you're not allowed to. Not only are you not allowed to say Dvarim shebekedusha, you're not even allowed to be maharher. You can't even think Divrei Torah. But that's only if you're an oimed. If you're a mahalich, no problem whatsoever. But we must know there are clearly chayolkim. Rabbi Avohu, for example, clearly holds, as did Rav Chista earlier on, that what? They're not allowed to. Remember, Rav Chista exclaimed and he said, if I would have heard this from the mouth of Rabbi Yochanan, I never would have believed it. I would never have accepted it. So at the end of the day, it's not clear from the Gemara, halacha l'maisa, who do we paskenek? Who do we paskenek? And this is, of course, very negi halacha l'maisa. You're walking through the street, you're thinking and learning, obviously, and suddenly there's a bad smell, you're allowed to carry on or not. According to Rabbi Yochanan, no problem. You're a mahalich. And if you're a mahaleich, it's not a machane. If it's not a machane, there's no din of machane chakodesh. But according to Reb Chista, now we've seen Reb Avo, it would be asa. No difference. So how do we paskin? So let's have a look at a Tosfos over here. In fact, a few Tosfos. Have a look at the third bottom Tosfos. Says Tosfos, quoting Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, I personally, if you want to know my own personal opinion, my personal opinion is not the way that you hold. So I'm just answering you in accordance with your opinion, Rabbi Vol, but I don't hold of that. Why don't I hold of that? Says Tosfos, Pirush. Mishum tarati mili. What does tarati mean? Two. I personally disagree with you, says Tosfos, on two counts. I'm only answering your question in accordance with your opinion, but my personal opinion is different based on two separate, unrelated factors. Number one, chada, firstly, you'll remember we discussed this earlier on in the perek. The Savirna, I personally hold the Einoi Chayzer L'Rosh. I personally would have held, you remember we discussed, we had the guy in prison, his Megillah was taken away in the middle, it got returned maybe a few hours later, does he have to go from the beginning, etc., etc. So Tosfos reminds us of Rabbi Yochanan's famous opinion. Dom Rabbi Yochanan, Shoma Teisha Tekios. B'teisha sha'ois yotzo. Rabbi Yochanan holds that if you hear nine tekiyos, you are only mechuyev min ha'Torah to hear nine tekiyos. And if you hear those nine tekiyos over the course of 9 hours, you hear one at 9 o'clock, one at 10 o'clock, one at 11 o'clock, one at 12 o'clock, etc., etc., etc. Now, obviously, in between each coil, there is an enormous hefsek, definitely enough time to mekayem the whole mitzvah. And what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Yotzah. So therefore, this whole halachic concept of a very lengthy pause, so much so that you can mekayem the whole mitzvah, sends you back to the beginning, Rabbi Yochanan himself doesn't even hold of that. He says you can blow shofar over the course of 9 hours. Even though there are obviously very lengthy pauses in the middle. He's not concerned with that. Therefore, that's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying to Ravo. I personally, what I'm about to tell you now is all in accordance with your opinion, but not with my own personal opinion. That's one factor. Void. Secondly, I'll tell you another point of disagreement that I have with you. The Svirali, because I hold, says Rabbi Yochanan, that maniach yodai alpiv. All you need to do is put your hand over your mouth and you could have said Kriya Shema. Who asked you to stop? V'imkein havalei ra'u. What does that mean, havalei ra'u? If you remember, a couple of dafim ago, and this brought us back to our Megillah in the prison, Shaila. Does anybody remember? I hope everybody does. We learned the Gemara early on about somebody who's davening in the middle, Meira Glayim leaves his goof and he has to stop. And there was a whole discussion there, where does he go back to? And the Gemara and the Rishonim said, again, if there was a very lengthy pause, he has to go back to the beginning. So the question becomes, one moment. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if you blow shofar over the course of 9 hours over the day, that's fine. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan is not concerned with lengthy pauses. So why in the case of Meir Aglaim is it a problem? If you're allowed to do shofar over the course of 9 hours, why can't you do Kriya Shema over the course of 2 hours? Yes, there was a 10-minute break in the middle for the Meir Aglaim, but once he finishes, why can't he resume where he left off, just like shofar? So I hope everybody remembers the very, very important distinction that we saw in Tosfos. You remember the difference? Tosfos says, because the 9-hour Tekiah Shofar case, yes, you took a pause, but you didn't have to. You didn't have to stop. You chose to stop. You wanted to have a rest. You were tired after your tekiah. But you could have carried on. There was no enforced break. Whereas in the case of Meraglayim, you didn't choose to stop. You were forced to stop. That's considered a hefsek. And if you remember, we discussed, so what about the Megillah in the prison shayla? The Megillah in the prison shayla is neither here nor there. On the one hand, he didn't choose to stop. Remember, his Megillah got taken away. But on the other hand, even though it was an enforced break, it was not a halachically enforced break. That's not the same case as Meraglayim. In the case of Meraglayim, he had to stop on halachic grounds. You're not allowed. Here, he was allowed. He just got his Megillah taken away. That was the whole discussion. So now, let's come back to our case of Rav Avohu, Rav Yochanan. Rav Avohu comes to the Beis HaKisei and he stops saying Kriya Shema. What does Rav Yochanan hold? If you would have asked Rav Yochanan ahead of time, do you need to stop saying Kriya Shema? What would Rav Yochanan have said? Rav Yochanan would have said, you can continue. Why? As long as you're a Mahalech, you're allowed to continue. If Reb Yochanan holds you're allowed to continue, then the fact that you stopped is not an enforced break. Because you could have carried on. It's exactly the same case as the 9-hour shofar blowing. And that's what Tosfos means when he says, V'oid, the sphere li, I personally hold that maniach yodoy al piv. The imkain, these three crucial words, havalei ra'u. What does havalei ra'u mean? Means he was fitting to say Kriya Shema. It was not an enforced break like the case of Meraglayim. It was ra'u, just like when you blow the shofar over the course of 9 hours, it happens to be that you took a break, but it was ra'u. Ra'u means he was fitting, there was no problem. He could, in theory, have blown the shofar. He chose not to. Says Rabbi Yochanan, therefore over here as well, I can compare this case to the 9-hour shofar blowing. Why? Because the fact that you stopped to Kriya Shema, you didn't need to stop, in my personal opinion. You chose to stop, but you didn't need to stop. That's not called that there was an enforced halachic issa, which made you pause. You were wrong. You could, in theory, have carried on all along. Says Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore, if you would have asked my personal opinion would have been, therefore, that you can continue. But you clearly hold otherwise, because you clearly hold that there's a halachic requirement for you to stop. Well, therefore, it's really like Meraglayim. So do you understand now what Tosfos means when he says in the beginning, Mishum tarati mili, on two counts, meaning one based on another. The reason why I would essentially hold you do not need to go back, like the 9-hour blowing of shofar, is because I hold that there was never an enforced break. But you personally clearly disagree. Therefore, even if you happen to agree with me on the 9-hour shofar blowing, it won't be relevant because you hold that this case is an enforced break. You are clearly, Rav Avohu, of the opinion that when you come into the bathroom, even as a mahalich, you must stop. If you must stop, so that's why, says Rabbi Yochanan, I was just responding to your question following your opinion. Had you only asked me in the first place, what would I have said? You don't need to stop. And if you chose to stop, that's not an enforced break. So you could quite happily carry on, however long the pause was. Says Tosfos in conclusion, Ela ledidcha, this is what Rabbi Yochanan means, but rather, according to your opinion, the svir lecha, the chayev lahafsik. Underline the word, the chayev. I personally, Rabbi Yochanan, would have said that you're not chayev to stop. You chose to stop. So it's a volunteered break. A voluntary pause does not send you back to the beginning. But you clearly hold that you're chayev to stop. It's not a voluntary pause. It's an enforced pause. Well, if you really hold it's an enforced pause, then yes, you've got to go back to the beginning. Rav Nachum, you're giving me a puzzled look from Mishkafayim there. No, makes sense? That's the distinction we need to make. Is this an enforced break or is it a voluntary break? And the answer is, that's the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Avahu. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you do not need to stop. So if you did, that's called a voluntary break. It does not send you back to the beginning. And according to Rabbi Avahu, it's an enforced break because you must stop. Well, then you do need to go back to the beginning. So how do we paskin like all of this? So in all of this, so before we see, Tosfos are going to discuss what we paskin halacha. Let's just conclude the sugya. Says the Gemara on the seventh bottom line, third word, Tanya kvosei derav Huna and Tanya kvosei derav Chista. This machloikas between Rav Huna and Rav Chista. Do you have to stop in Muvois Hamutunofais even when you're a Mahalech? We have a Braisa supporting both opinions. Either opinion, both of the two opinions, can in fact point to a supporting Braisa. Says the Gemara, now explains. On the one hand, Tanya Kvosei d'Rav Huna, we have a Braisa that supports Rav Huna. Remember, Rav Huna is of the opinion that you are allowed to say Kriya Shema, because what does it say in the Braisa? Hamahalech, as long as you are walking, b'muvois hamutunafois, maniach yodoi al piv v'yikro kriya shema. Well, it's black and white. Absolutely black and white. A mafurish, a braisa, that if you're a mahalech in muvois hamutunafois, you are allowed to say kriya shema as long as you cover your mouth. That is absolutely mafurish, like Rav Huna. Having said that, said the Gemara, we have another braisa. So it seems to be an argument between the braisas. Tanya kvosei derav Chista. But I must be honest, says the Gemara, we also have a supporting braisa for Rav Chista, because it says as follows, Hoya mahalech b'muvois amutunofois. Loi yikra kriya shema. Well, there it is, black and white. Even though the first braisa said very clearly, you are allowed to say Kriya Shema, the second braisa says, you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema. So it's in fact a machlokes between two braisas. So either opinion, both Rav Huna and Rav Chista, both have a braisa as a support. The braisa says in conclusion, v'loy oid. Not only that, She'im hoya koire ubo. Not only are you not allowed to say Kriya Shema, but even if you were already saying Kriya Shema as you arrived in the Muvois Hamutunafois, comma, Paisek. Not only must you not begin, but even if you've already begun, says this second braisa, you've actually got to stop. Loi posak mai. And what happens, in fact, if you did not stop? This second braisa is of the opinion that you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema in the Muvois Hamutunafois. You've got to not begin and you've even got to stop. What happens if I didn't? Says the Gemara, it's very, very severe. Omar Rav Miyasha Bar Braid Rav Yishua Ben Levi. All of about him. Hakos of Omer, the Posuk writes the following. V'gam ani nosati lohem chukim loy toivim umishpotim loy yichyu bohem. They will not live. They are not living by the halachas. So the Gemara says this is very severe. If you say Kriya Shema Mutos Avanofois, then you are considered to be not living a life by the halacha. Rav Asi Omar, Rav Asi suggests an alternative pasuk. It's a pasuk in Yishayah that says, Hoy Moishchei Ha'ovoim, the ones who draw Aveira B'chavle Hashov, with ropes of nothing. Look at Rashi. Says Rashi, B'chavle Shov, B'chavolim, with ropes, She'enom Chazokim, that are not strong. Elo noichin, easily lehinotik, breakable. Hein moishchin ha'ovoin al atzmon. They are drawing aveira to themselves, afze al yidei dibur ba'alma hu ne'enash. With mere dibur, that's what it means, with very, very tender ropes. What's the difference between a strong rope and a soft rope? A strong rope, in order to pull it in your direction, you've got to put in a lot of effort. If it's a weak rope that's easily snappable, you do not need to put in a lot of effort. Says the Gemara, that's what's so scary about this person. With not much effort, meaning mere dibur, he has pulled aveira all over himself. He didn't eat treifas or mechalal Shabbos. He just said some words. And the mere speech does not take very much effort. It's like the weak rope. And he has still covered himself in chet. Another suggestion, says the Gemara, Rav Ado Ba'ava Omeocha Ki Dvar Hashem Bozo. He has been mevaza, abused the words of Hashem. Very, 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 very scary. Says the Gemara, if you say Kriya Shema B'mavois HaMutunofois, then you are considered to have been a vazeh the Dvar Hashem. It's a bizoyin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is not only an Issa, but it's the exact opposite of what Kriya Shema is all about. Kriya Shema is all about being Mekadesh and being Mechabed and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're doing the exact opposite. Says the Gemara in conclusion, Ve'im Posak. And what happens if he did stop? Mas choroi, what is his reward? Omer Rabavo, olov akosav oimer, ubedvar hazeh tarichu yomim. What does it mean, ubedvar hazeh? Look at Rashi. Ubedvar hazeh bishvil dibur zeh. Just like mere dibur can be an aveira, somebody who avoids the dibur shen is haratim olov because you are careful, tarichun yomim. So Rabbi Yisai, we're all looking for skulas, for arichas yomim. Here we have a mafurash gemara. A mafurash gemara, if somebody wants a skula for arichas yomim, he should be very careful to avoid saying devarim shebikdusha in a place which is halachically unclean. Mafurash gemara, yozecha to arichas yomim. Now, how do we paskin in all of this? So let's have a look at Tosfos quickly. The second bottom thesis, Bechavle Hashav, Chloimar, Bechinom, for nothing. Moishchim Alehem Ovoim. For nothing. What did you gain? What did you gain by saying Kriya Shema in the Mavoi Samutunophis? What a shame. For nothing, you've gained just Aveira. Kitoiv Hoya would have been much better. Shaloi Hoyu Makaimin Oisei Klau. Better, unbelievable. Better not to say Kriya Shema at all than to say Kriya Shema, but in a Mavoi Samutunophis. Says Tosfos, it refers to the next sugya. You have a little note there. Shaykh Lekamond of Chofi. So let's have a look at Shulchan Aruch to see how we paskin on this. So have a look in the Shulchan Aruch. It's a number of places, but let's try and pay hey, 85. Hey, hey, Sif Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Loi Yelech Adam. Do not enter a place which is halachically unclean. Do not enter the place and put your hand over your mouth and say Kriya Shema. So clearly we pass in like which opinion? The opinion that says it's awesome. And even if you're in the middle of reciting Kriya Shema, tzorich lahafsik. You've got to stop. Kishiagia lemovoi amatunov. Ochashayad samisham, and there's a whole shayla. Afilu shoha kede ligmoris kula. Ein sorech lachsor ela lamokim sheposak. And the Ramah says, maybe you do have to go back. Says the Mishnah Brura. V'yaniach yada, what is v'yaniach yada? Why, in theory, would you have thought it helped? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sukkotan Aleph. Kloima, shekoyre kol kach belachash. He is reciting Kriya Shema so quietly, ad she'enoi nikar klal. It's hardly recognizable, shemarechesh bisvosov, that he's even moving his lips. Gam kein osa. Keshayagia, as to even if he just reaches there, he's got to start. What does reach meaning? Ritzoinoi loima betoich arba amois. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, by the way, in the second Sif, look at Sif base briefly, says the Shulchan Aruch, afilu laharher bedivrei Torah. This is the Gemara we just saw. Even to merely be maharba divrei Torah, osa bebeis hakisei, uba beis hamerchatz, uba mekoyim hatinoifos, any place of dirt, v'hu amokim sheish bo itzoya u'meiraglayim. V'afilu hilchas hamerchatz, osa lilmoy b'merchatz. In the merchatz, you cannot even learn the halachas of the merchatz. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Dalet, afilu laharher, afilu bezman she'ein shom adam. Even if there's nobody there at the time, it's still awesome. Now, I want to hold it over here, because you can look at the rest of the halachas yourselves. There is, however, a very, very big shaila nowadays. Does this relate to our Beis HaKisei? And you might well put in a very strong argument that this does not apply to a modern-day Beis HaKisei. We have to remember, the Beis HaKisei, as we've seen in the past, in the sugyas, the Beis HaKisei of the times of the Gemara was an extremely unhygienic, not very technological place. What was it? Basically, it was a field, and that was where all the tzoya collected. So it wasn't very, what's the word I'm looking for?
Sanitary.
Wasn't sanitary, wasn't hygienic. It was not hardly a mod con bathroom. But in our bathrooms where we have Baruch Hashem sanitation, so basically, unless somebody has made a mess there, but under ordinary circumstances, there's never actually tzoya or meiraglayim in the bathroom. Any tzoya or meiraglayim would immediately be flushed down the pipes, the water, and is not there at all. We have a whole sanitation system. In which case, one could, in theory, put in a good argument that in our bathrooms nowadays, maybe you should be allowed to say Dvaram Shavikatusha. This is very, very negiah for many, many halachas. If you enter a bathroom, you've got to wash your hands. Does that mean our bathrooms as well? There's no tsoya, there's no miraglaim. We all have toilet spray there, so it has a very pleasant fragrance. Might be the neatest, cleanest place in the whole house. That's a whole halachic shayla. So either way, we'll leave it off here, but it's quite clear in the Shulchan Aruch that we paskin like the second of the two opinions.
A quick question. Does this apply if you're in the kitchen and there's rotten tomatoes and it has a terrible odor? Or yeah. Is this just for...
You know, whatever it may be. It's considered to be unfitting. Okay, we'll hold it over here. As I mentioned, on Sunday and Monday, I will not, Bez Hashem, be in the country if all works out well with the corona testing. So hopefully back to normal on Tuesday. And for those who are part of our Monday night VAD, Mr. Hashem will push that off till Tuesday night next week.
Okay, thank you very
much. Thank you, everybody.
Send best regards to the family.
Will do, Mr. Hashem. Call to.